Hi, I'm with Matt Cross today, Head of City Marketing at Plymouth City Council. I've managed to drag him away on this lovely sunny day from his work with the forthcoming America's Cup to ask him about Creative Breakfast on May the 6th, where he'll be talking to us about the new Positively Plymouth branding. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt, first question, can you tell us a little bit more about the Positively Plymouth branding and what it's actually trying to do for the city and the people?
Well, it's all about creating a system that allows the city to secure more investment for the city, to increase the level of capital coming into the city. So it's about providing a brand to bring visitors into the city who spend their money here, providing a brand that underpins all our inward investment work, and providing a brand that the city internally can engage with and be a part of and help to raise aspirations internally.
Great. I don't know what a lot of us designers and creatives will know is, how do we get our hands on the branding? How do we have a look at the guides? Are they very strict? We've got a lot of sort of technical questions, a lot of questions about the branding. How would you advise us to come and find out a bit more about Positively Plymouth branding and what it's all about?
Well, a simple way is to get in touch with me, but I think it's worth saying that the branding was created with flexibility in mind. It's it's not a corporate brand, it's a city brand. Corporate brands need tightness, they need control, and they need a hierarchy. In Plymouth is a community, it's about people, it's about organisations that are doing things for the city, and we want to allow the brand to work with those organisations who are in some way selling a city. So we, if a designer or if an agency is looking to try to present themselves in the context of a city or present their clients in the context of a city, this is for them. So very simply, if you want to find out more about it, you can go to our website, positivelyplymouth.com, or you can contact me. I can leave Nathan with my contact details to get in touch.
Great. Well, we're putting those on. Obviously, Matt will be talking on May the 6th at Creative Breakfast about Positively Plymouth branding. But before then, it'd be great if you got in contact with Matt through the usual channels. But just to give us a bit of an insight before that date, what sort of things would you be looking for, sort of the overarching things that a potential client would have to bring to the Positively Plymouth branding to be able to use it? And what sort of things do you look for in this sort of, I understand it's a real kind of relationship you're looking for, what sort of things would you be looking for in for an event or an organization looking to use the branding?
Yeah, well, it is about the relationship, and while we want to be as open as possible and let as many organizations as possible engage with the branding, there has to be a certain level of control. So what we're trying to do is to identify the organizations in the city from the very biggest down to the very smallest who share that vision or share that that objective of helping to grow the city. So if you are looking to grow your business in the city, then you are by default looking to grow the city. And if you are doing things with others in the city that relates to that, then there's conversations that we can have. We have to take a bit of a subjective view on whether there's whether that fit is there. But let's start, have a conversation, and we can take a view and see whether the opportunity is appropriate or not.
That's great. Thanks, Matt. Obviously, Creative Breakfast is a networking event, and we feature speakers. Sort of on a question, Matt, what sort of takeaways do you think the creatives and the businesses who come along on Friday, that the 6th of May will receive when they hear you?
Well, I think they'll go away with a sense of that there is a toolkit and there is an asset that they can use, and that the city is looking to engage with the community and helping to sell the city. So we all share that same aspiration of growing a city. What the designers and the professionals who come along on May the 6th will do, we can walk away with a firm sense of what Positively Plymouth is about and how they can engage with it and what the toolkit allows them to do and the flexibility that's there for them to engage with it without losing the identity of the client they're working with or whatever.
That's great. Thanks very much, Matt. I certainly look forward to that. If you want to see more details about Positively Plymouth, check out the website at the bottom of this audio boo. I'll put the links on there for you, and also the Creative Breakfast website, creativebreakfast.co.uk. Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.